Morning, everyone. In Psalm 23, it's perhaps one of the best known Bible passages of all times. It's a psalm that provides comfort and reassurance. It also reminds us of the goodness and mercy of our loving God. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." God's mercy will never fail us because he is faithful to us. And because of his faithful mercy, we can sing of his goodness. The Bible tells us in Philippians 2, 9 to 11, "Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." The name of Jesus is so powerful. We need to speak the name of Jesus in every situation and declare his power and authority. Because Jesus is the only one who can bring us peace. He's the only one that can bring us hope and the only one that can bring us freedom. Lord, thank you for all you do out of your great love for us. I pray that our hearts will seek you and help us to see your goodness in all of life's circumstances. May we always trust in you, even when we cannot see what you're doing. Help us to see more and more of your goodness right in front of us. Lord, help us to speak with the boldness, the name of Jesus, over all that life throws at us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Psalm 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know, Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before. You lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me to attain, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up into the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light will become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for the darkness is as light as you. For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful."
I know that well, my frame was not hidden from you. When I made in the secret place, when I wove together in the depths of the earth, you saw my unformed body. All those days ordained for me were written in your book. How precious to me are your thoughts. God, how vast is the sum of them. I were to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only God would slay the wicked. Away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your advertising misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and uphold those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me, and I know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Again, that's a very well-known psalm, isn't it? Much like Psalm 23. In the Passion Translation, it puts some of the verses like this. Lord, you know everything there is about me. Can't put it any more plainly, can you? Lord, you know everything there is about me. You are so intimately aware of me, Lord. You read my heart like an open book. Some of the other verses say, I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is magnificently breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it. Every single moment you were thinking about me. How precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in every thought. About God, our Creator. How precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me in every thought. You, God, your desires towards me, your desires towards me are more than the grains of sand on every shore. God, I invite your searching gaze into my heart. I want to play a little game this morning. A little game called Who Am I? Not quite Matthew, because I've been around in my current form since 1560. Anyone know what it is? Who it is? No. Oh, that's good, because it would have been a very short game. I am Italian by design, but my ancestors find themselves in Rome. Although the Egyptians also claim ownership of me. Germany first mass-produced me in the 1660s. Books? No. No. Back in the day, my usage was mainly as a carpentry tool. In 1795, during the Neapolitan War, the French produced me in different hardnesses. No. Yes. The pencil. Let me see, I've got some other bits here. You used to have to lick me to get me to work properly. I'm made of graphite, clay, and wood. I'm cheap. I can be found almost everywhere. I'm perfect in every temperature and even in space. My design has been pretty constant. I am both colourful and plain. I'm one of the most undervalued things. And if you search for me, if you search for me on Google, you'll find lots of contradictory information about people claiming to have invented me. I am, of course, the pencil. All right. So the pencil maker doesn't have a fancy name because everyone claims they own it. So the pencil maker took the pencil aside. Do just before putting it into the box. And he said to the pencil, "There's five things that you need to know before I send you out into the world. Always remember them and never forget, and you will become the best pencil you can be. First of all, you are able to do many great things, but only if you allow yourself to be held in someone's hand. A pencil in a box is not more than a decoration. You will experience a painful sharpening from time to time, but you'll need it to become a better pencil. You'll be able to correct your mistakes that you make. The most important part of you will always be what's on the inside. And on every surface that you are used on, you will leave a mark. No matter what condition, you must continue to write." The pencil understood and promised to remember and went into the box with purpose in its heart. We're much like a pencil, aren't we? Just like a pencil in the hand of the right person, we can do some pretty amazing things. We can do some amazing things if we allow ourselves to be held in God's hand. A pencil can make beautiful designs in the hand of an artist. A pencil can write amazing stories in the hand of a writer. A pencil can solve the most complex math equations in the hands of a mathematician. A pencil can sketch the most beautiful blueprints in the hand of an architect. A pencil can write the most touching notes in the hand of a loved one. But in the wrong hands, a pencil can be used for destruction, for evil, for ugliness. It can be used, it can be useless, or even worse, it can be used for the wrong things. A pencil can be a dangerous toy or a tool of great art. We're like a pencil in the sense that we have the ability and the capacity to do some awesome things as long as we're held in the right hands. In the hand of God, our possibilities are endless. Our story is yet untold, but our life is written by the hands of God. In John 10, 28, 30, it says, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand, and I and the Father are one." In the Father's hand, we are safe. We need to allow ourselves to be placed in God the Father's hand and see the amazing things that we can do. There's no better place to be than to be found in the hands of the Creator himself. In Psalm 139, that Caitlin and Sarah read, it says, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me." Goes on to say, "If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." In the hand of the Creator, we are held fast. In the hand of the Creator, we are held tight. In the hand of the Creator, our paths are set for us. In Isaiah 41:13, it says, "For I am the Lord your God who takes your right hand and says, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" I love that verse in Isaiah. "For I am the Lord your God who takes your right hand and says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" In the hands of God, we can do great things. In the hands of God, He is there to help us. But just like a pencil, there's times when we have to be sharpened to become better. We can be sharpened by going through various problems and trials to make us a stronger person. Just like I like Isaiah 41 a lot, these verses in James are ones that I don't know if I don't like them, but I find them really tough. In James chapter 1, verse 2 and 4, it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." They're tough verses to read, aren't they? Consider it pure joy when you face trials. The troubles, although not brought on by God, are used by God to make us a stronger person. Jesus promises us that in this world trouble would come our way, but He didn't stop there. He said that He has overcome the world, and because He is in us, we too have overcome the world. I'm sure each one of us can look back over our lives and remember some of the tough times that we've faced. Perhaps there's some of us going through tough times right now. But when we look back over the tough times, we also remember that we've come through. We've made it to the other side. And on making it to the other side, we are stronger people. But it's also not just tough times that make us stronger. In Proverbs 27, we're reminded that iron sharpens iron. So too does one person sharpen another. We grow stronger when we surround ourselves with other Christians. We grow stronger when we surround ourselves with other Christians who can mentor us, who can challenge us, who care for us, who encourage us in our spiritual walk. We grow stronger when we are surrounded by other Christians who help us spiritually to grow. What more? A pencil can be used for correcting mistakes. Does anyone know what's special about March the 30th, 1858? Unbelievable. I can't believe it. It's not just some random date I picked off Wikipedia. March the 30th, 1958. Hyman Lippmann, we all know him, don't we? Yeah, Mr. Lippmann. He received the first patent for attaching an eraser to the end of a pencil. I know, we just didn't want to show off that we all knew that important date, did we? In 1862, Lippmann actually sold that patent to this guy called Joseph, with a really long last name that no one can pronounce and doesn't really matter, for $100,000. I think back in the day, 1862, selling a patent for $100,000. What else is interesting is a few years later, he sued one of the pencil makers, these guys. What are they? Yeah, he sued these guys, and he actually lost the patent. He still got the money, apparently, but he lost the rights to the patent because it wasn't something new. It was just two old objects that were joined together, so it wasn't something new, so he lost the patent for it. Anyway, fun facts according to Wikipedia, so you know it's true. How many of us have made a mistake in life? One or two? Yeah, we've all made mistakes. But just like a pencil, except for these ones, but just like a pencil has an eraser to be able to correct mistakes, through the grace of God, we are able to correct our mistakes and grow through them. In 1 Timothy 3:16, it says, "Every part of Scripture is God-breathed and useful one way or another, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion, correcting our mistakes, training us to live God's way." Paul writes to Timothy and says that Scripture can be used to correct our mistakes. And Scripture prompts us to do things about the mistakes we've made. One thing it tells us to do about mistakes we've made is to confess our sins. In 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and He will forgive our sins and purify us from our unrighteousness. But we also need to remember that not all our mistakes are sins. But we can still learn from them. And it's what we learn and how we react to them that's important. An artist can either rip up and throw out what they've done, or you can rub it out, correct it, and move on. Just like a pencil, the most important part is what's inside the pencil. If there wasn't the lead or the graphite inside the pencil, it'd just be a wooden straw, wouldn't it? It's what's on the inside of you and me that's important. The part of you and me that makes us who we are is what's on the inside. 2 Corinthians 5. "Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone, and the new life begins." It's what's on the inside that matters. A lot of people look to the outside to judge someone. They only care about their appearance, but it's not about what's on the outside. It's not about the clothes we wear or the hairstyle that we have. It's not about how much money we have. It's not about how popular we are. It's about what's on the inside. You know, when Samuel was on the hunt for the new king of Israel, he had an image in his mind about what the king should look like. In 1 Samuel 16, it says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.'" Samuel was thinking, okay, the next king of Israel is going to look like this or that. But God said, "You're missing the whole point. I see the heart, and that's what matters most." Our heart is the important part. Our heart is who we are. And if we live our life like our heart's the most important part, then our heart will show through, above and beyond our outside appearance. It's our heart that's going to help us move forward. It's our heart that is going to help us succeed. And finally, just like the pencil's purpose is to leave a mark, we need to leave a mark wherever we go. No matter what the situation, we must continue to serve God in everything. No matter where we go, we can make a difference. We can influence people. We don't have to fit into the crowd. We can leave our mark by ourselves. We can leave a mark by standing up for God. We can leave a mark by declaring our faith. In Colossians 3:17, it says, "Whatever you do, whether in word or deed. Do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father through him. Yesterday we went to the art museum. I left there convinced that anything can be art. Anything can be art. Let me tell you about one piece of art we saw to highlight that anything can be art. You know, you can go to Bunnings or to IKEA and you can get like wooden shelves on display at the art museum, created by an artist, is a set of those wooden shelves. Anything can be art. But it's what you do that matters. So remember, you are able to do many great things, but only if you allow yourself to be held in God's hands. Remember that you will experience a painful sharpening from time to time, but it will make you a better person. Remember, you are able to correct your mistakes that you have made. It's never too late to correct a mistake that you have made. Remember, the most important part of who you are will always be on the inside. And remember, on every surface that you are that you are used on, you must leave a mark. No matter what condition, you must continue to write. This morning, I want us to listen to a song as we reflect. And as we have this time of reflection, I'd encourage you to hold the pencil in your hand and to reflect on the fact that being held in the hand of God, we can do many great things. Reflect on the fact that sometimes we have to go through a powerful sharpening to make ourselves better. Reflect on the fact that you can correct your mistakes. Perhaps there's a mistake in the past that you need to correct. Reflect on the fact that the most important part is on the inside. And be challenged to leave your mark on every surface. Lord, we know that each one of us need to be sharpened. But Lord, we pray that you would help us get through the tough times. But more than that, Lord, that you would place people in our lives who can speak words of love and comfort, who can mentor us, who can guide us on our spiritual walk, Lord, to help sharpen us as well. Lord, thank you that in you that we can find forgiveness. Lord, thank you that we have, each one of us, have the ability to correct our mistakes. Lord, help us to protect our hearts. Lord, help us to see the hearts of other people and help us to remember that's what's on the inside that counts. And Lord, give us the boldness to leave our mark wherever we go. Give us the confidence to share our faith in every moment of our lives. Lord, these things we ask in your name, Lord. Amen. So whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Go in peace to make your mark on the world. Amen.